Hello?
Yes, sir.
Dick, we're going to meet again at 4:30.
Well, that's right now.
Yeah. I want to talk to you before I went to the meeting. They're meeting downstairs. Now, here's the... Nobody wants to do much. They think that the first place these fishermen ought to have been picked up. That is a mistake, and that they over the limits, but we all told them to get on back home and not make a big incident out of it, because not anything to be gained from it, and we ought to let him show his hand whether this is in concert with Khrushchev and what all it means before we act irrational. There's an opposing viewpoint. That's pretty well the viewpoint of Rusk and McCone, and I would say Bobby Kennedy. He wants to turn everybody loose and let them go on home. McNamara feels like the sentiment in this country is such that we've got to do more than that, and that even though we would stand acquitted in the eyes of the world and maybe some of the liberal papers in this country, that we probably ought to do two things. Declare the independence of that base by saying we're going to furnish our own water and we don't want your damn water, to hell with you. And number two, tell the people that are on there that they can pledge allegiance to us and live there, the 600. And the other 2,500 to go on back, and we're going to quit financing. We're going to operate the base independently so our country can be secure and so we can operate independently. And it's going to hurt you more by this action than hurts us, and we just don't need you people. Now, that's his feeling. He's about the only one that feels that way. That's my feeling. I think we ought to wrap them up. I think that they'll say we're cruel, and these people have been loyal to us two or three generations, been working there. We're just firing them outright without anything on their part because Castro did this. And yes, I think he'll get a good deal of sympathy from the rest of the nations. And
that's a professional attitude. These nations ain't as silly as we attribute them to be, as we seem to think they are. And while they're envious as hell of us, when they get down to where their self-interest is involved, and when we get hurt, their self-interest is injured. They're not nearly as bad as everybody makes out like they are.